Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode number 30. Today is Saturday, August the 6th, 2016. However, over in some other faraway land, it's actually Sunday, August the 7th, 2016. And it's somebody's birthday. Happy birthday, Lita.
Thank you. Hey guys. Hey chat room. Thank you very much. It is Sunday and it's nice and bright and early. And I thought, why not? What more could I want to start off my birthday day is to come talk to Stone and the chat room and let's talk about challenge tunes and what's been going on. So that's very exciting. So thank you. I love my... What is that cake? Is that
it's
red velvet?
It's supposed to be
that
a red velvet cake, but with raspberries right in the middle there.
Oh, that looks amazing.
I think Carrie could make that for me, too.
So, yeah. Well, she might have to wait till I come visit, but that looks really good. I don't think I've ever seen a red velvet cake look like that in the ones that I've ever had. So thank you. That's awesome. And thank you, chat room. Thank you for the lovely messages. That's good. So how you doing, Stone?
I'm doing okay. I'm just sending out a last minute tweet because I forgot to do it. There you go.
Oh, we're on the ball today.
Yep. Yep. No, I'm doing good. Got to play some Iron Man stuff. And we'll talk about that later. Not hearing anything. You should be able to because I see that I'm not muted, so.
Yay!
Maybe turn up the volume.
Just coming in loud and clear. Yep, chat room says that we're good. So maybe just double check your if you've muted something. Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, well, let's start off. So, news in the world of Warcraft.
Nah. No, you know what? We're going to do something else. We're going to start the show off with something else that's not in the show notes. Because I wanted to keep it a surprise. That's how I work. So, as we've had many people on, I decided, you know, we haven't really talked to each other about this kind of stuff. So, I wanted to have a little Q&A with you about who you are and all that jazz. And it's not going to be as good as how you do it, because that's why you ask the questions and I don't. So we're gonna get into it. Lita is our guest today.
This is awesome. Okay,
Lita, tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the characters.
Oh, okay, you're going with those
questions. I am.
Yes. You're a rat. Mm. Okay, well, hi, my name's Lita. I've been an undead warlock for 11 years, 12 years. It's been a while. I love WoW. There's lots of different things within the game. I've been playing it for a while, and I just love it. I love the game, the questing, raiding not so much. That is what I do now. I don't do that as much, but I have, and I like getting involved and doing crazy things, hence challenge tunes is right down my alley, which is how we came to meet, which has been an absolute blessing. So, yeah.
Awesome. Question number two. I'm going to be reading these. How long have you been playing WoW, and when did you first start trying challenge characters? That's my robot voice.
Beep, 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 beep. Right back in vanilla. A couple months after release, as when I started. I heard about the Iron Man Challenge back in the original form in Qatar. Is that right? In Qatar, when
Kyprian.
Kyprian. Yes, Kyprian. You know I am shocking with words. Words are hard. Yeah, so I had seen there was some recognition about, you know, this guy had got to max level just by questing and equipping white and gray items, and I just went, no way, that's amazing, let me add it. And I rolled an undead warlock for something different, and I got my very first iron up to level 36, and then fell off the stupid over in Hillsbrad, and I think
fell off the Zeppelin.
I fell off at a Hillsbrad. I fell off, what is it, Naze's Gaze or whatever it is. I was backing off. There was night elves around, and I was like backing up, like trying to. I was like, okay, all right, I'm gonna pull that one. I'm gonna fear that one. And then I was like, oop, someone's padding. And I was like, back up. And I went, yeah, splat. And I just sat there and I was like, do I laugh? Do I cry? And I think I burst out crying the first. And then I kind of went, okay, all right, pick yourself up. I'm like, I've got to delete her now. Oh, no. Yeah. So that was kind of funny. I left it for a bit, but I did make a couple more, and I think then I got another one up to like level 14, and then one to level 10, and then I went, you know what? I'll come back to that.
Too hard. So. Such a pain in the arse. I can say arse, right? I think so.
No.
What?
No. I don't know.
A-R-S-E?
I
should be. Okay. Question number 3. Which challenge are you currently focused on and why? Any class or race that you like?
You've got to do the little robot.
It's the stone bot.
I must admit, I have not tried pacifist. I will fully admit that as much as it is tempting, I think it would do my head in. So I've currently got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 irons and 3 bloodthirsties. So my irons, my highest is 60. My highest bloodthirsty is 32. And I did the bloodthirsty because I thought, sweet, grinding stuff. I'm used to, you know, killing stuff on my warlock. I'll go try that and just grind stuff, you know, insane title, hello, ground pirates for a long time. So I thought, it started off really fun up till about level 20, and then for the last 12 levels I've kind of been like, oh, but I'm doing it on a druid, and I just was struggling with the druid. So I don't know, I haven't played her since the changes, so I'm looking forward to see how the druid goes now. And irons, well, I love questing. Like, it's just one of those things, you know, go get 8 boar things, and I'm like, yeah, of course, here, I'll go do it, and then go back and do this. So questing itself is something I've always loved, so irons, hence why I have, you know, a lot of different irons across different levels. So, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Stonebot says, question number 4. What is your fondest challenge memory? And I'm doing the hands, too.
Beep, boop, bop, boop. Fondest was getting my first hunter to level 60. So that was pretty amazing, because I thought, yes, I'm never gonna get to 60. So that was cool. And she was an orc hunter, so I did something originally different. I didn't go the Night Elf Hunter. I have this time, but the first Hunter I did was Orc. So, yeah. And it was fun. Like, just playing the Orc Hunter was a nice change from running, because I normally run a Troll Hunter is one of my hundreds, and I had a couple of little Night Elf Hunters, so it was nice to, you know, to step into the Orc and do that. So that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
We're going to switch up the questions here, you know, because robots... I deleted my robot. Anyways, forget it. That joke is going to fall flat. And yes! All right. We're going to skip ahead to a different question. What was one of the worst or embarrassing ways that you've died as a WoW challenge tune?
My 60? Flying low?
And that's why I wanted stupid. To...
Yeah, I know. My fondest memory is hitting 60. My worst memory is the death on that 60. And the thing is, I look back and I go, I totally knew the flight path was there. I totally should have remembered that. And you know when you're flying and I was just like, okay, oh no, I'll go left because I'll go and pick up the Discovery XP and go clockwise, not counterclockwise. If I'd just gone right, like I had originally thought, just go counterclockwise, I would have been fine. But no, I went, no, I'll go clockwise and do it. And pyong, one shot, dead, and yeah.
And I'm sorry for that, even though I chuckle and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I told you to
now.
Fly.
I didn't at the time.
I told you to fly low and, you know... And you did. Then you died. What souls do you usually level through? Or do you have any particular routes that you go through? Or is it just whatever you feel like? Or
well, it depends. I've been running a couple of Night Elves. So in various, whether it's for the Bloodthirsty... So I kind of keep from going, you know, do the whole from Tel'drassil through to, you know, across to Darkshore. A lot of times now I've been taking the boat over to Stormwind and then going down into Elwynn Forest and into Westfall through to Red Ridge and then kind of into Duskwood?
Duskwood?
Yeah. Yeah, I keep always wanting to call it Darkshire for some
reason. Well, because it's a town, right? So it's okay.
That's a town, yeah. And then go into Stranglethorn. I love going into Stranglethorn. There's so many quests there, and there's so many mobs. As a Bloodthirsty, it's quite good. So, yeah, I've just kind of been... But I will jump. Like, if I'm in a zone and I find it's just a little bit... I will go back to maybe a similar zone somewhere else. So sometimes I will jump over from going from Eastern Kingdoms to Kalimdor just to mix it up a little bit. But because I've done all the quest zones, I mean, I don't remember every quest, but mm-hmm. I do enjoy questing, so a lot of the stuff it's quite easy, you know, to come back, except for some of those terrible vehicle quests that I go, what's this again? Oh, vehicle, no, let's not do that. So at the moment it's just been, you know, just trying to keep within the green to yellow level of where I am questing wise, and on the Bloodthirsties again keeping the mobs to yellow, but if I have to drop down I'll look for green just to, you know, help me through. So
And what zones would you think is like do you keep away from any zone, or is it just more that you keep away from vehicle quests and stuff like that?
Well, I try not to pick up the vehicle quests. Sometimes I forget, like down in, where was I? Dwarf starting, not the starting area, the next one. Dunmorrow. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I've got to go and talk to this dude. And he says, okay, you need to click on this thing. And I went, click, and then it chucked me up in the air. And I was like, oh, no.
Yep.
I was like, no. And then I'm falling. And I could literally see, I was just like, that's it. I'm dead. And I could see the ground, like, in my, coming up in my screen. I'm just like going, no, there's nothing I can do to stop that. And it would have, it felt like it was no more than 10 meters from, not even that, maybe 5 meters from the ground that the parachute opened. And I just went, oh my God, that's just, that was just crazy. So, and I remembered Rogue Slayer had a death one time doing that. So all of a sudden it didn't click until I'd clicked and I was like, oh, Rogue Slayer died. I'm so dead. And yeah, so sometimes, yeah, I forget those little things. But other than that, yeah, it's most signs I don't mind, just being careful of other factions is probably sometimes I forget I'm on Alliance, not Horde, or vice versa, and I start heading towards a place and all of a sudden, no, wrong. Wrong place, turn around, go back. Yes.
So I don't know if you can hear him, but Bob's meowing his head off.
Because
my,
hey,
my wife and kids are in the basement, and mm-hmm. they're watching a movie, and they've closed the door because he's being a pest. And I'm like, he really wants in. Can you get him? and you might hear the air on in the background. That's on my side because it's hot here. So one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other helpful tips or tricks that you'd like to give anybody listening that you haven't already given?
Oh, I don't know. I normally have a couple of things that I always, if I sit down to play a challenge turn,
yeah.
I have to be in the mindset for it. If I'm not in the mindset, I don't log on. So if I'm tired, if I'm overly tired, because I have played when I'm tired, but when you get to that point that you're actually, you know, you just are really overly tired, I won't play a challenge turn. So, and if you're in doubt of a quest, I know sometimes I just go, oh yeah, I'll just pick that up and then be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Now I've started looking up the quest on Wowhead just to, you know, if I'm really unsure. There was a couple of quests I can't remember which zone it was. It might have been Eastern Plaguelands, and I got a little bit like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to like, you know, if this is going to be a good quest or a bad quest. So I had a look on Wowhead just to see. I was like, okay, that one seems all right. I'll do it. And then I was okay. So yeah, just, you know, use the utilities that are available if you feel you're a bit unsure about something.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lita. Thank you for spending the time with us to get to know you.
That's okay.
I can't do this stuff. I can't do this.
Thank you for the surprise.
This is why you do it. Okay, let's move on to our next segment is the news in the World of Warcraft. I am terrible at this.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
All right. So, I'll just go with it. We've got Demon Hunters are incoming August the 9th at the unlock. So in about 3-4 days or so, depends on when you listen, maybe even less, you're going to see a whole mess of them around and have fun. So I will be playing one, just not right away, because I just, you know, I know that mobs are multi-tap, but I would rather, I think, go through it when there's less people around. I don't mind some folks, it's just I know that right off the bat it's going to be lots of folks. We will be tracking Demon Hunters for the Iron Man they'll just be on a separate list. They will not be on any main lists. And if you make it to max level on a Demon Hunter using Iron Man rules, well, congratulations, I guess. I'll tell you this right now. I will likely not be saying anything because I don't think it's a big. I don't think it's hard to do because it will be. You have to get two levels, so we'll see. For sure, though, we're not going to be tracking Bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm. So if you try to register a Demon Hunter for the Bloodthirsty challenge, it won't allow you. And oh, Bob's up here. I guess they really don't want him down there. Okay.
Hey, Bob.
And that's it. So
okay.
That's pretty much all the news. I mean, we do have our artifacts are incoming. Mm-hmm. And I think we got August 30th is Legion coming out. So mm-hmm.
question. Artifacts we've got to wait till 30th of yes. August, or do they come in the same day as?
They come in August 30th.
Okay.
On the 9th is only
the Demon Hunters and
only that class.
Possible.
And
yeah. Okay.
Possible. Oh, and cool. Invasions. Sorry, Invasions as well. Okay, so mm-hmm. I would assume that as soon as you can start playing that class, you should keep your heads up because certain zones are going to have invasions, and if you die, you die. So, heads up, have fun.
There's only certain zones though.
Yeah, there's like six, five, six.
So that five or six, yeah. So at least if you get your heads up as to what the hopefully we'll have a bit more information about where those zones are, but just keep an eye on if you're questing, you know, hopefully you can go somewhere else and not get annihilated by flying demons or, you know,
so anything like that. I'm just seeing if I can do a quick search on it because I remember seeing it. I didn't add it to the show notes, though.
Okay.
Legion invasions. Okay, looks like Azshara, Hillsbrad, Foothills, Tanaris, Dunmer Rogue, Northern Barrens, Westfall.
Okay, so it seems to be all the low level starting areas for each of the.
Well, Tanaris is not, but
Tanaris isn't. Yeah.
Northern but still, Barrens, yeah, but yeah. So I'm not sure if that's Horde and Alliance or. Both or what, but just keep your heads up because it would really be crappy if you died because of it.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So just be aware. Yep. Alrighty. Well, it's still exciting time, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yep.
Now, site news. What have we got? Bloodthirsty quest cap. So okay. What's happening with this?
So we bumped up the quest cap from 150 to 170.
Okay.
This is basically to allow goblins to play because apparently they require 105 quests to actually get out of their zone. 105
wow.
quests. I'm not surprised. Okay. I didn't think it was going to be that many because I knew that there's quite a few quests, but I thought it'd be still more in line with Death Knights and that kind of stuff. But apparently they added. Apparently they have a bunch of quests that gave smaller amounts of XP, right? So yeah. They required 105, and if you account for pet battle quests, that's a possible of 53 quests that they would automatically be over the limit, even to begin with. So I didn't really think that's, you know, good thing. So we bumped it up just a little bit, and it applies immediately, and it only applies to characters or challengers that would have had the 150 quest caps. So anybody that was grandfathered, like with the 300 or Death Knights 135, yours won't change.
Okay.
Yep.
right. What about monks? What monks have got less than goblins in their starting zone?
Well, I mean, pandas.
Oh, pandas, yeah.
Monks, the pandas? I think monks were okay. See, now you got me doing it.
Sorry. I pandas were okay, think monk and I think panda for some reason, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure pandas were okay. I believe Zaya went through a bunch of them and did some work there, so thank you, Zaya. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Zaya. Excellent. Alrighty, so pacifist killing blows versus kills.
Have we talked about this before?
Yeah.
So it's come up again where it's like, you know, folks want to try it, but they're really, like, they don't want to try the challenge because it feels like as you get higher up, the odds of you getting red flagged because of a kill that you did nothing about, like, you didn't even touch them.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's happening more and more. So, okay. We're just a very small discussion, to be honest, about if you can get killing blows without kills, you know, on that kind of stuff, we might change it to be blows and not just straight kills, but right now it's not changing. Maybe we would, but, just, you know, 'cause we've seen where, the one character, was Zyrel. Cyrell hit level 100, right? And and she got her kill flagged on her before hitting max, and apparently she never even knew where it was.
Yeah.
So it seems like a random-ish thing, like not random, but kind of. I know that her kill came from she had a mob and hit vanish and took off, and I guess somebody else killed it. So is that a kill? Should that disqualify you from being a green flag max level pacifist? Personally, I'd say no. Because you didn't do anything wrong, right?
Yeah.
It's just how it's set up, right? So,
yeah.
You know, so, okay. You know, nothing, we're not going to change anything right now, but that's just, we're talking about it again. So.
Alrighty. Yeah. Okay, so monk blue weapons. So this is definitely a bigger issue than we thought.
Yeah. So, we had someone come to me and say, not sure I want to say who, but just say, you know, hey, I got two blues equipped. I definitely did not put these on. And when you go look, yeah, they are the blues that Blizzard gives you. So here we are again. So it looks like monks, this is going to be an issue with them.
Yeah.
So I've added some code to make exceptions for monks and to have a look at those things. And what I would actually like for folks to try out is to level up a monk using Windwalker, but use two weapons and not just a two-handed sword, a two-handed staff. And the character got their weapons at about level 40. So I would like to see, and actually we know of other characters that got it at level 26, 27. Like there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, I'd be interested to see if those weapons, if you will get the blues put on you. I know that Fair just actually said the thing is for us, be sure to always have two weapons. This other character went all the way up to level 4D before actually getting these things equipped. So it's better to run around with two one-handers. Don't do the staff. If you get flagged, let me know. When I went to go check, there was actually six characters that were flagged, and nobody had let me know. So, just let me know, and we'll.
But is that they're flagged because they haven't possibly been on their character, actually checked to see if they've got the blues on there?
No, they'll right now. If they see the blues, they won't get flagged. Okay.
Okay.
But just in case, let me know. Because mm-hmm. I did add code to look for it, and hopefully it works. And we'll get into the next part, and I'll just go into the next part because it kind of applies. Mm-hmm. So we had a bug because of the changes I made where it denied people from adding any character. Didn't matter what they were. So... Not allowed. You're not. Yeah. So that was my fault. It was only very briefly, but there was a few folks that were like, what did I do wrong? I'm like, what's the error? I'm like, oh, whoops. So that's all me. So you know, thank you for letting me know. It didn't go on for that long. Like maybe half hour or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my fault. Sorry. Yeah.
Oopsie. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, that's pretty funny, but I'm glad you got that sorted. So that's always good. All righty. Well, tell me, what have you been doing this week in game challenge wise?
Sorry, I was going to say we're not going to have the list of who leveled this week because. So I run a job every week, okay, and it basically compares characters where they are now to where they were last week. And so what's supposed to happen is that every week, the first copy gets removed so that it takes the current copy so that we have something to compare next week's stuff to. Well, for some reason, the original copies are not being removed. And so we're constantly... So we were making comparisons to... characters that were 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks old. So we're not going to do a list this week. We will next week because I gotta figure this out. I'm sure it's something small. It was working, so that's a thing. So let's get into our weeks because I'm just all over the place. You are. I know you're like, oh my goodness, you're like, what are you doing? Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm like chill. You're chill, axe. Yo.
Awesome.
I like chill axe. Hurry up, get on with it. All
right. Speaking of chill axes, I played my Death Knight, and I got another one up to Hellfire, got to 59. And I was playing around with it. There was, again, back at the cannons again, I almost died.
Mm.
And I was actually trying to wait around for other players to go and kill things. And even then, I was having a hard time because I had about... I was fighting four or five of them. And yes, before the pre-patch, I definitely wouldn't have lived. But with going against like three or four... It was very close. So I can't heal myself like you could before. So I went to go turn in all my quests, and apparently Thralmar was being wiped out by PvP action. So characters came in on their max level characters and just began wiping out all of the quest givers. So I was like, well, not much for me to do. So I started playing on a mage. And I got the mage up to level 10, and I'll say that the mage is squishy. The mage is very, very squishy, and even with my pet to help kill things, I don't like it. I just don't like
so
it.
So more squishy than before the patch, as squishy?
I don't know. I think just as squishy, because I never really played the mage that much. Right. It's, you know, it's just not... I don't like it, but we'll see how far I can get. So then I decide, okay, let's go back to see if these PvPers are gone, and they were gone, so I turned in all my quests. I went over, flew across to the Horde location, like the Horde base in the south. I don't know what it's called. Yep. I can't really remember. It's some camp, thing, yep. right? It's something post, right? Or it's Weatherbark. No, not Weatherbark post. That's a completely different zone. Anyway, so I got the Boiling Blood quest, and so I go kill, you know, all, you know, the mobs and stuff, and I get
the bugs,
the 12 blood, and I began to throw in some of them into the pot, and as before, some of them come out, are mad, and they'll go and kill you and stuff, and the rest of them are all yellow, right, so they won't do anything. Unfortunately, I decided to do death and DK, so I pissed off everybody, and it was like, it lasted 2 seconds, man. Oh, yeah, they were all like, oh, but done, because I had about three or four bloods worth of spawns, and, you know, for each one, you get about 8 or 9 bugs, right?
Yeah.
When I think about it, though, I think that if I had applied diseases, they would have spread anyways, because they do spread. So I think if I were to do that quest again, I would definitely not just go in there and go nuts, but I do one at a time and maybe run away and grip the one mad bug at me. And
so what spec did you try on UDK?
Unholy, because that's what I feel more comfortable with. And so you can absolutely still die. It's just doing silly stuff and not being careful, which is how it is before. But you are stronger. Like, I am stronger, guaranteed. I mean, if I can kill a fell cannon, three of those little impy guys that go and fix them, and then one of the buzzsaw dudes, you know, the guys with the buzzsaw on his hand. I can kill 5 of those, and, you know, I was close to dying, but if I can stay up, that means I've been buffed, guaranteed. So, but otherwise, that was pretty much my week. I died there. I'm probably going to level up a monk just to test out the blues equipping thing. And then I'll work on the mage a little bit. I'm not very I know I said I would focus on one character class, but I don't like the mage, man.
So what spec are you going deep? What's the default
right now? I'm going as Frost, and I was thinking about doing the other two, but then I'm like, well, they don't have pets, so they don't, like, I don't know if it's good to go the other two specs, so. We'll see. Okay. I might swap around and find out if I can get something that feels good. Because at least with Mage and Frost, when you cast Frost Bolt, it actually slows your mob from coming at you, right? So you've got a little bit of time to kill him before it gets to you. And I think I need to work on my range, because I get up too close, because I'm used to being up close.
You're used to playing melee.
Yeah. And I just have to realize, oh, I can be like way the heck back here and kill this thing.
So, Stir did say in the chat room a little while ago that we've had a few try DK post patch, and a good player can get out of DK starting zone in about 2 hours now. So would you concur with that?
2 hours, it depends on what drops. Because like I said, you need something to drop. I have not tried to get the pitchfork, because I always felt it's too weak. So I would always spend some time and grind on the better mobs to get a better weapon. That can be really quick. That can take a long time. You might get bored and say, okay, let's just try the pitchfork. I think maybe next time I roll a death knight, I will try to go the pitchfork route. To be honest, I would agree. It doesn't take that long. As long as you have a weapon that you can do festering strike with, because that hits for a lot, like a lot. And that's your main thing, and it also applies a festering corpuscles or something, and when they die, it also hits everyone else. So it really hurts. Yeah, I'd say 2 hours. Yeah, it's definitely not the same. Definitely not. So, yeah. Lita, okay. How was your week this week? Did you do
my week? Was okay. I did manage to get on to a couple of tunes, which was nice. I thought I would jump on to see. So I've got my little Iron Leader. She was, she's an orc hunter. She's only level 10. So I got her to level 10 before the patch. So I thought, well, I'll just jump on her and see, you know, where I'm at with her, how everything is. She's fine. She had the pole arm, which was in the mail, not on her. She was already Beast Mastery. So I was like, okay, that's sweet. Sure. I'm leaving her as that. I did a few quests. I didn't do many. I did just a couple of quests because I really just wanted to get the feel of how it was, you know, looked at my spells, what I had, kind of went, oh, there's not much there. Cover shot. And, you know, just ran around with my ball and I kind of just wanted to see how it was. And it was fine. So I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I'm happy with that. I'll get back to her later. And then I jumped on my undead warlock. She was level 23. So when I logged in, she was affliction spec. And I just went, no, we can't have that.
Affliction is the new default spec.
Yeah, I don't like that option. I'm like, really, Blizz? Really? So I went, nah, we're going Destro. So I changed it to Destro. I'm like, I'm not stucking around with the affliction spec. So I changed it over to Destruction and went, okay, let's go do some quests. So where did I have her? I can't remember where I had her. I've completely gone mentally blank. I think I was in Northern. I was in Barrens, maybe Ashenvale. But anyway, I thought, well, we'll just go and do some questing. So I think the quests were more a bit green than yellow. Okay. But I found Voidy was less squishy. Previously, before the patch, I found that the Warlocks, Voidies felt really squishy. Okay. Now that you've got Drain, what do I get? Life tap. Drain and life.
Can you life funnel or?
Health funnel.
Or health funnel?
Okay. I think I've got two out of the three. I was just like, this is cool. So, so I'm finding her to be more powerful. So I did some questing, which was cool. And I got her to level 24. So I was happy with that because I was like, okay, you know, I felt the questing went really well. I also picked up some quest items that went into my transmog appearance tab. Yay, go me. This is the thing about these challenge tunes now. I'm like, I'm not vendoring the highest thing. I'm looking for what I need to go in my appearance tab. So, yeah, Voidy has, that's exactly right, Spanky. Voidy has been working out, and Voidy was doing quite well. So I'm quite happy. Like, I still have not hopped onto my 60, other than I hopped on and went, hello, yeah, no, we're not going to take the chance at the moment. So I then logged off her. But I have got a couple of little ones that I've been running around on. And I am actually leveling a gnome hunter, which is helping me with my challenge tunes. Because even though she isn't a challenge tune, it's been giving me more of a feel of how the hunter is playing. Because I hop on Keela, my 100 hunter, and I'm just like, I've got all this stuff. And, okay, log off. Whereas when you're leveling, you know, you get your whole rhythm of where things are. So I will worry about the hundreds when we actually get to when Legion hits, because then I'll have to worry about what I'm doing. I don't have to worry at the moment. I just got to level the little tune. So yeah, so that's, it's been good. I've learnt that the tunes, I'm happy with where I am with them. So, but I've not yet jumped on my Bloodthirsty. I wanted to do that the other day, and then I got distracted with, you know, really important stuff. And I'm hoping to do that later today. So I want to see how the Druid is holding up, because I was just not happy with the Druid pre-patch. I was really struggling with killing those damn trolls and raptors in Stranglethorn. I'm just like, I'm over that. So I'm hoping that Druids are going to be a bit better. So we'll see how that goes. So what's say?
Poor so Brittle.
Post-patch. Hey?
Poor Brittle. Rogue was... You can read it. Go ahead.
Stir says, so post-patch, Rogue with Subtlety is very strong opening but fades fast. Mobs still kill. In fact, several deaths of guildies, mostly due to mob death, except for Brittle. Death was due to being asleep at the wheel. Ooh.
I'm not laughing at him, but I know that he would be like, oh, you know.
Cause rule number one, don't play when you're tired? Is that...
Yeah.
Oh, brittle. Dude. I'm so sorry. There's nothing worse than that.
I think he would have been in this week. I think he would have been in our list this week, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's... I mean, I know that there have been afternoons. I normally need a nap. I'm getting old, you know. That's the thing. I don't go and have a nap, but sometimes in the afternoons I feel like if I'm sitting down and I play... My body will literally be like, I'll be doing something, and then I'm like, my head nods off. So I can totally understand where that would just be, because I have done that when I've been on a challenge soon and just gone, whoa, no, log off, don't go to sleep. So,
Just looking for Brittle. He didn't make the top 20, but again, that's comparing it over 3 weeks, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
All right. Well, yeah. At least we've had a bit of a play this week, and we'll see what happens, especially Tuesday, with two more things that come into play, and how everyone copes with that, how we cope with that, which will be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting, yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Yes, definitely. Interesting.
You're awesome.
Alrighty, so chit-chat. Can I go on to chit-chat now?
Yes.
Alright. Okay, let's do chit-chat. This is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, things like that. And we had some Discord discussion this week.
Okay. Yeah, let's let's do the first one. No, you can ask the first one.
Okay. Yeah. So the first question we had was, can I still do a legitimate Iron Man challenge since you auto learn a spec at level 10? Do you want me to answer this? So you're laughing.
You know, I've had multiple emails. Some were folks being funny because it was funny, because I was like, oh, the emails I got, right? And yeah, it's legitimate because we've had to change the rules to update our challenge according to what Blizzard says the game needs to be. If we ever had a chance of sticking to one spec, or if we had a chance of having no spec, we would go that route. Guaranteed. So it is still the Iron Man challenge. Oh, Lynch is just a different flavor. And yes, you can use a spec, And I'm looking at the website right now, and I do have... It took me a little while because I think after I got my third or fourth email this week, I was like, oh, I didn't put the thing up like I said I was going to. So I put a nice little thing up on the front of the website saying, please be aware, as a patch 7.0, specs are okay. Rules have been updated. So.
Yay! Excellent. All right. Well, I mean, it is a big change. As I have said, it is definitely a big change from what we're used to, because we've not come across this as before. So we can only work with what Blizzard gives us, which is the main thing. So, yeah. Alrighty. So the next one was, and we've had this question before, but it's always good to go over it. We might have new listeners, new people around. So if I equip a green by accident while my intention was to sell it, will it give me a red flag? Storm.
And it was actually pretty good because in Discord, jeez, I'm having a bad day. Other people are replying, so sometimes I don't even have to reply, which is great because other people know, right? And and it shouldn't just be asking me. If you can ask somebody else that does know, great. Okay, so I think this was one of the questions that they weren't sure about. So you can equip a green one by accident only once, and then it goes in, and then if you do it again, you'll get flagged. So don't, just try not to. If you're worried about greens and stuff like that, or if you're going to sell your stuff to a vendor that moves, don't right click it. Just left click it and drag it over if you want. And then guaranteed you will not equip it, right?
So. Yeah. And I mean, you've had that issue where you went to what you thought.
Not paying attention.
Selling.
Just not paying attention. And it wasn't even a green. It was a blue. It was blue gear.
Yep.
So it's easy to do it. You just got to focus a little bit more.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do get into the zone of not having to think so much, especially when you're on your normal tunes. You know what you're doing. You can stop paying attention to the game. You can kind of blindly go. You can pay attention to Facebook and Twitter and watch a movie, watch TV, do all these other things. But I find the biggest thing with playing a challenge tune is I have to give my focus to what I'm doing in game.
Yeah.
When I'm on my normal warlock, I can have my focus in, 10 other different places. That's fine. Because if she dies, I'll just go res and it's not a problem. But when I'm on a challenge tune, So maybe, maybe that's a way. Again, if you're tired, if you find that you're not getting focused, perhaps that's the time that you need to go, right, I step away, I need to log out, step away from that tune and do something else. So, having your own sets of rules always helps. Okay. And hockey's on.
What?
Which I might get distracted.
Hockey?
Hockey's just started on the Olympics because I'm hockey. Hockey. Australia's playing. Great Britain. Hello.
What kind of hockey are you watching?
Not your type of hockey. This is normal.
What do you mean normal? Our hockey is normal. Well,
field hockey, not your
ice. That's the difference. It's called field hockey. The rest of the world that knows what the sport is calls it hockey.
I'm checking out.
Don't get me all riled up, man. Real hockey.
Real. It's real. This is real.
Not hockey. Crappy Ooh. Ice hockey? Really? Really? Really?
All right. So the man. Next question. Hang on.
Flipping table.
Flipping tables.
Piecing out, man.
Oh, it's just started. Okay. All right, back to what we're doing. Now, the other question was, and this was, can you do Iron Man and Bloodthirsty with the same character? What did... So you said what?
Sure you could. You just can't do all the quests. I mean, technically, you list your character on both of them. And as long as you adhere to the blood, as long as you adhere to the bloodthirsty rules, you'll still qualify for the Iron Man rules.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
So you've got to stick with the bloodthirsty more so than the iron.
But, sure. Okay. Yep. But yeah,
it'll take you longer.
Yeah, and honestly, if you want to do both and list them both, I mean, I guess you could. Maybe that's why nobody's done it as a bloodthirsty, because it is hard. It's super hard, and it's grindy. Very, very grindy. Mm. So, back to this hockey thing. I'm sorry. Stormiria is from the UK, I believe. And I'm very shocked. Well, actually, no, I shouldn't be shocked, because they don't get much snow like we do, or like Sweden or Finland, or have a proper team that can actually play real hockey, right? So like the rest of the world, right?
I was going to say, whatever. If you're going to start an international war, don't you do your finger. You go back to being your storm bot.
Ice hockey is the real hockey.
I'm not. I'm just going with whatever.
Ice hockey, you got slap shots at 110 miles an hour. Slap shots at 110 miles an hour. I play net. I know what hard shots feel like. It's hard. It's hard.
I played softball and got hit in the face with a ball, so, you know.
Softball can be rough, and you know, I'm not disputing that, mm-hmm. but field hockey compared to ice hockey? Come on now.
Oh, please! Field hockey, all they've got is shin guards. That's it!
Yeah, but they're running, right? They're not on ice where you can be going really fast and get hit. When you get hit by some dude that weighs like 250, but he's... Oh my god.
I played girls rugby. Now that's tough. Yeah. Nice.
Uh-oh.
Did you...
Oh, hold on. My sound is going... Why would it go now all of a sudden? Restart the audio engine and hopefully we're okay.
Okay.
Because sometimes what will happen is a voice meter will, the audio driver will decide to crap out, and it makes everybody sound very, very choppy. Ice hockey is just an offshoot. No way. Well, you can say that. Maybe somebody on that website, on Wikipedia, maybe they... put that info in because they're, you know, biased.
Maybe. So,
yeah. Ice hockey is the best.
Before we go into a whole sports discussion, watch the Olympics. It's awesome.
Yes.
We're having so much fun. I'm going to do that. This is my day.
I think watch Olympics Canada and play WoW. Beat Australia in women's soccer. I'm just saying, that's what I heard.
What?
Canada's women beat your women in soccer.
In football. Have no idea. Soccer is
real football.
No, it's not.
In Queensland. That'd be funny.
Don't even
ice in Queensland.
With me about that. Yeah. Queensland, we don't have ice. Well, we have an ice rink.
Well, I'm sure that you guys would have an ice rink
down the Gold Coast. Near you somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Squirrel, let's get back on track.
I would love to go there and skate circles around everyone. It'd be great. Because I can still skate, so I'm skating while I can. I can't
skate on roller skates, let alone getting onto a blade on ice. Is just not ever going to happen. I can tell you that right now.
Okay.
I just want, all I want to do, if I see ice, I just want to make a snow, I want to make one of those snow angels and build a snowman. Because I don't ever have snow in Queensland.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's what I want to do. I don't want to go ice skate. That just sounds crazy. I just want to build a snowman and have a little carrot with his nose. And what do you, twigs as his arms.
Well, you need to come over here.
I will have to. We will. We will. When I come visit you,
uh-oh,
we will do that. It will happen. Alrighty. So let's do. That's all the chat room, I think.
Yeah.
Or did we miss something?
Well, we're talking about like World War III here. Like we've begun.
Yeah.
Ubuntu plus Twitch equals Chrome, and I can see in here now. Iron Snowman.
Hey.
Oh, yes, yes. Do you want to get
Stir? I was going to say, Stir said, so yes, specs are okay, but don't forget, don't pick talents. Especially, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your talents.
Especially pink ones. They're not good. unless you like pink, and that's okay.
I can't. Words are hard. Yes, so that was very cool. And
they're not supposed to be hard for you.
I think...
They're hard for me. That's why you do lots of the talking.
Can't pick your talents. That could be a show title. I like that one.
Can't pink your talents?
You could. Yeah. No, you can't pink. No,
you can't pink your talents. That's the title right there.
Can't. Oh,
yes.
Pink your talents.
If I can get in trouble for the last one, because that was mine, right? Then you can get in trouble for this one. You can't pink your talents. Boom.
Sure.
Okay.
Ubuntu, what's that?
Isn't that like a streaming service?
I don't know. Equals Chrome.
No, Ubuntu is, isn't that a flavor of Unix? Right? I think so. I personally never used it. I was more Slackware myself. So.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Ubuntu is. So, wrapping up. So our next show will not be live. Yeah, see, form of Linux. Sorry, was it? Unix. Well, Linux is a derivative of Unix. Anyways, sorry. Damn squirrels. Okay, next show will not be live. It's my anniversary weekend, so the anniversary is actually the next day, but I'm not sure what we're going to be doing, so so we're not going to be doing a live show for sure. It's going to be pre-recorded, but I'll still try to release it for a Saturday as we normally do. I think after that, then we'll have two more shows left. We'll have the 20th, which will be a live show, and we'll have a guest on, and we will have a show on the 27th, which will be our anniversary show, and we will have multiple guests on, and we'll talk more about it next week, and...
Or the week after.
Yes, we'll talk about it the week after.
Yes. Alrighty. Okay, so this we've still got time before anniversary show. Anyway, which is very exciting. August is an awesome month, so yes, we do like that. Alrighty, well, let's talk about where you can find us. So the WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact us by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. And check out, we are on Facebook at facebook.com/WoW Challenges. YouTube, we have got a channel there where Stone likes to put up the videos of him flipping tables. That is youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. Thank you. And remember, come catch us live every week except for again next week because it's a pre-show, which is at twitch.tv/WoW Challenges.
Okay, you can find me, the bot, the stone bot, on Twitter, beep, damn it, beep, 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 beep boop, beep, at WoW Challenges, as well as a podcast called Adventures in Azeroth, which I co-host with my co-host right here, Lita. Wow, we co-host two podcasts together. Isn't that crazy? It is crazy. And I also co-host a podcast called The Richter Scale, which we sometimes go live once a week, but I think we're doing something. I think he's busy, so we haven't been doing anything lately, but we still have fun there. And Lita, where can we find you?
That was, I like that voice. better than the other podcast voice.
Okay, Lita.
Yeah, no, it didn't mean you had to do it. I'm just saying, I like the Stonebot.
Another voice. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, and you've got... No, keep that for the anniversary show then. Oh. You can scare me then. Oh. Okay, so before I give you my details, I just want to make a mention that Stone and I were on this week's episode of Realm Maintenance. So if you want to go and check us out... What?
Such a moron. No, this is why you're here, because I'm a moron. Yeah.
No, you're not. Stonebot. Meep.
Stonebot, moron.
Check out episode 202. We get to sit down with Ro, and we have a chat about WoW challenges and, of course, as adventures in Azeroth, which we both do. So, alrighty. Now, where you can find me, I am on Twitter. I am at Leta WoW. That's LeetaWow. And you can listen to me prattle on with Stone again on Adventures in Azeroth, as well as my own show, Behind the Avatar. Plus, I do a geeky show called Geektopia with Ben and Steve, which is a lot of fun. All right. McConan, we always like to say thank you because he does a fantastic intro for us, and we love it, and we're very grateful to him. So if you want to say hi or talk to McConan, he's on Twitter at McConanWow, and you can contact him via Torrent Think Tank, where he is a co-host with Jules, and we do love both of them very much. Mm-hmm. And that's... a wrap. I think we've done shortest show ever.
I just want to say thank you to our Patreons for this month. Thank you for your support. Really, it does help. Anything helps. So, you know, if there's anything you guys ever want me to do, let me know.
Like a fun run or something.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be iron stuff. You know, it could be anything.
Yep.
So. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. Thank you, guys. And thank you, chat room. Thank you very much, chat room. Thank you for the very sweet birthday messages. Really appreciate it. It's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm very thankful. So thank you very much.
So how old are you now? 24? Yeah.
Sure. 24. Yes.
Sure.
Sure.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. Sure. Okay. Sure. Thanks for watching, and listening, and see you all next time.
Bye! The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2016, WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.